long time in the making, but it's finally here.
UCMTheB.
Hey, Mules and Jennies fans, this is Sports Page, the weekly show where we dig into University of Central Missouri athletics. Each week, I visit with members of UCM Athletics and get to know the people involved in your school's top-notch athletic program. We also go over some Mules and Jennies news to find out more about your favorite teams. I'm your host, Roman Pfister, and I'm proud to present the top athletic program in the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association and one of the best programs in all of NCAA Division II athletics. This week, I'm sitting down with two players from UCM's award-winning soccer program, redshirt junior Caroline Cole and junior forward Ashley Martin. That's coming up here on this episode of Sports Page. All right, Mules and Jennies Nation, it's time to talk with Caroline Cole. Caroline, thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Caroline is a forward/midfielder for the Jennies in her third playing season with the team, starting in all but one game from the last two seasons. This season so far, Cole has 6 goals and 18 shots on goal, along with 15 points. She also played all 90 minutes in this season's game in Edmond against Central Oklahoma and had a hat trick in the game against Nebraska Kearney. Last season, Caroline ranked 3rd on the Jennies with 25 points and kicked in the game-winning goal in the MIAA tournament against Fort Hays. In the conference, she ranked 4th in assists and 5th in goals. That season earned her 7 awards, including D2CCA Second Team All-American and First Team All-Central Region, United Soccer Coaches All-Central Region, and First Team All-MIAA. In 2021, Caroline earned D2CCA Third Team All-American, First Team All-MIAA, and the MIAA Freshman of the Year Award. When Cole attended Rockbridge High School, she was a top 150 prospect in 2019 and 20. Her high school career saw her get 43 goals and 29 assists. She also earned District and Regional Player of the Year and helped Rockbridge to get to 2 district championships and 2 Missouri Class 4 quarterfinals. In 2016, Caroline won a Kansas State Cup championship with Sporting Blue Valley ECNL. Now, let's hear from Caroline Cole. So you've had 2 seasons where you've been one of the top-ranked players in the MIAA. How do you feel you've grown as a player here under the direction of Coach Lewis Theobald and all the Jennies coaching staff?
Yeah, I think I have grown a lot just from whenever I first started here. And I think a big part of that is just the team and just how competitive we are. You know, we all push each other to be the best that we can and stuff. And so I think that really does show on the field and everything and in practice just how competitive we are.
So last season you had 8 goals with 25 total points. That made you 5th in the MIAA in goals. What aspects of your development do you think led to you having such a high stat season?
I think that part of it was, I think just going into the season, kind of already knowing what to expect a little from this freshman year. I kind of had an idea and stuff, and so I think that definitely did help me. And then I think that from knowing what to expect I had that summer to, you know, kind of just work on the thing, like work on different things that I knew I needed to get better at and everything like that. And again, I think in practice, the things that we do and that Lewis and Michael have us focus on, I think that really does help and translate into the game.
So you've started in all but one game in your Jennies career. Do you feel that that gives you credibility as a leader of this team?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that also it definitely does. Again, yeah, it does help with being a leader and stuff, and I think that there's so many other people on the team that are also leaders like that, and so I think that it's really nice that we have, that I am not alone in that. Like, there's so many leaders on the team, whether it's upperclassmen or even underclassmen. There's just so many people that, you know, we all do have, like, that leader-type aspect. I feel like a lot of people in sports have that naturally already, and so I think that does help a lot.
So you're a veteran of this team. You're now in your 3rd season. In what ways have you built a community with your teammates on and off the pitch?
Yeah, it's been really nice. We're all super close, especially, you know, we're together all the time and stuff. And so that does translate into how close we are. And it really does help on the field. You can see the chemistry that we have as a team. And especially this year, I feel like that we have had chemistry really early on in the season, and that has really helped. And just us continuing to grow with that chemistry and stuff will just really help us excel in postseason and stuff like that. But it definitely is nice, you know, coming in as your, whenever you're a freshman and having this big team already that you get really close really fast. And so just having that community, it's always, we're always just super close and everyone's just always supporting each other.
Now, obviously, this is your third season, so faces have changed. New people have come in. Some old people have left. So how has that experience been getting to know the newer players and saying goodbye to the older players?
Yeah, it's definitely always hard saying goodbye to some of the other players and stuff like that that I've played with, you know, since freshman year and stuff like that. But it's also really nice to see all the new people coming in, especially just making them feel welcome and stuff like that, because I mean, we were all freshmen once, so we know how scary it can be and like nerve-wracking and stuff. And so I think that it is always exciting for us to be able to bring them in and like make them feel welcomed and stuff like that.
So this team has quite a track record behind it. In your time alone, the team has won an MIAA title and been to the NCAA postseason in both years. What do you think is your role in creating a sisterhood, if you will, with your teammates for such a winning organization?
Yeah, I think that's something that's super important. You know, that sisterhood does translate a lot onto the field, kind of as I talked about before, just like that chemistry and stuff. It really does help on the field, and it's a huge contribution to the success that we've had. I don't know if any team would have as much success if they weren't just so closely bonded and stuff like that and had great chemistry.
So one thing that many people might not understand is how hard it is to make a goal in soccer, even less how hard it is to get a hat trick like you did against Nebraska Kearney this season. Describe what you felt hitting that milestone.
Yeah, it was super exciting. Just getting that hat trick, you know, that's not something that happens often, let alone getting one or even two goals in a game. So that was super exciting. And just having my whole team, you know, around me supporting me and everything like that. And you know, everyone that helped contribute to those goals. I mean, Ashley had, you know, an assist on one of them. I think the second one, Andre, had headed the ball to me and stuff. So, you know, it takes the whole team to get those, but it is super exciting.
So throughout your career, you've gotten quite a bit of hardware to put on your shelf, D2 CCA, second and third team All-American, United Soccer Coaches All-Central Region, and MIAA Freshman of the Year, just to name a few. How does that motivate you going forward?
Yeah, it definitely does motivate me. You know, I always have personal goals, you know, that I want to get. And I think that those kind of tie into like team goals, because none of that would be possible without the team and without, you know, just how hard we work and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I think that there's always goals, whether it's personal or like team oriented, that everyone is always wanting. And so, of course, it's great and stuff like that.
So, you attended Rockbridge High School in Columbia, where you were a top 150 prospect for your junior and senior seasons, also picking up All-State awards in both of those seasons. As such a high-profile player, was there anything humbling or surprising when you entered college soccer?
I mean, yeah, I think it's definitely different from high school, you know, just the level and stuff like that. I do think that club definitely prepared me for that. And again, just going back to all my teammates and stuff like that, they really do help that transition, you know, just how close you are, because all the upperclassmen, you know, they've been freshmen before, they know how nervous you are and stuff like that. But yeah, it was definitely different from high school, just the level and the standards that our coaches and, you know, the upperclassmen, the rest of the team sets for us. But yeah, it was definitely not a super hard transition. It was definitely different, but I think that it wasn't as hard because of my teammates.
So is it fair to say that they don't want you to be better, they want you to get better as you go along?
Yes, of course. It's always, I think that one of the things that we always talk about is, you know, we're always continuing to grow. And one thing that Lewis said this week even was that it's really great to see how well we did this weekend, but seeing, even though we did so well, there's still always room for improvement. And so I think that's like a big basis of kind of just what it's like here, is that we're always growing. And so I think that, yeah, that shows.
So you also played for two club teams, as you mentioned, before you came to UCM. Both of those teams made it pretty far while you were there, a Kansas State Cup championship and a quarterfinal appearance with Sporting Blue Valley and St. Louis Scott Gallagher, respectively. So what experiences do you get from club teams that you don't get from high school soccer?
I think definitely just the level of competition. I went to Kansas City for a few years and played on a team, and then I went to St. Louis for the last few years of high school for a club team. And I think that it was just it's just really just the competitive edge that people have. You know, I went and traveled to Kansas City and St. Louis for those teams because I wanted to, you know, play with the best people and have the best shot of for going to college and stuff like that, getting looked at. And I think just the biggest thing is probably the competition and the drive that my all the other teammates have of, you know, they want to be better. They always want to grow and stuff like that.
So what lessons did you carry with you from club to UCM?
I think a big one is just, you know, to always give 100% all the time. I think that that was a big thing for club, you know, because I was playing with, you know, the best of the best from all around here. And then I think that translates into college whenever, you know, you show up and you don't necessarily know what to expect being a freshman. So, you know, you just have to give your 100% all the time. And then another thing that Lewis always talks about as well is, you know, kind of one of our pillars of what we should expect every day from, you know, yourself and your teammates is giving 100% all the time. And it might not always be like your 100% if you don't have as much energy that day or something, but it's always going to be your 100% for that day regardless, and, you know, always giving your best attitude and stuff like that. And I think that's definitely something from club as well, because, you know, just always playing with, you know, really great people around you. You can't really settle for like, oh, I'm just not going to try as hard today. I don't feel like it and stuff like that. And then having those, your other teammates around you always supporting you and, you know, pushing you to be the best. There's like, no, can't settle for being any less than that.
So from what I've heard in my interviews with other athletes, academics are just as important as the sport you play. Mm-hmm. I would venture to say that you feel the same. So as you've made the MIAA honor roll, and been a conference scholar athlete and earned College Sports Communicators Academic All District. So how do you balance being a star athlete but also being a star student?
Yeah, it definitely is hard. I think that everyone, you know, in athletics is no stranger to it, of being able to balance it, even, you know, whenever I was in high school for club and stuff like that, having to travel and all that kind of stuff. But it definitely is hard. It does make it easy with like all the teachers here and stuff. You know, whenever I go up and introduce myself for the first day, I'm like, oh, by the way, like I play soccer, so I might like not be here all the time. And all of my teachers are always like, that's no problem. Like, thank you for telling me in advance, but like, we'll figure it out and stuff like that. So it definitely is hard, but I think I've gotten used to it. And I think a lot of people will get used to it. And, you know, whenever we're on the road and stuff, on our days off on Saturdays in between games, everyone's always down in the lobby doing homework and stuff like that.
And you're a kinesiology major, correct?
Yes.
That is not an easy major. I don't know much about it, but I know that it is not easy.
Yeah.
So that's very commendable that you're able to make all those academic honor awards and still be such a star athlete.
Thank you.
Caroline, thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That was veteran Jenny soccer player Caroline Cole. Up next, we'll talk with Jenny's forward, Ashley Martin. Stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
We have so much to celebrate in Division II, but we're especially proud of our commitment to Make-A-Wish.
Division II student athletes have led a 10-year initiative to raise funds and help grant wishes of children with life-threatening medical conditions.
Nearly $3 million have been raised, and hundreds of children's wishes have been granted.
We play hard, we work hard, and we support others in need. Why? It's simple.
Because we care.
Welcome back to Sports Page, everyone. This week, we're sitting down with Jenny Soccer. I'm joined now by Jenny's forward, Ashley Martin. Ashley, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Ashley is a junior who is also in her third season with the Jennies. In her career, she's started in over 50 games, gathered 16 goals and 44 points up to now. This season, Ashley has started in every game up to this point, along with 3 goals in 8 shots on goal, all 3 being first-half goals, and one of those being a penalty kick goal against Southwest Minnesota State. In the 2022 season, Ashley had 16 starts and played in all 23 games. She had 5 goals, 4 assists, and 14 total points. In the Newman game, Martin had the game-winning goal in the 5-0 shutout. Ashley also had 2 goals against SWOSU in the Central Regional. In 2021, Martin had 19 starts and 8 goals in 17 shots on goal. That season saw her earn an honorable mention All-MIAA. Ashley attended Francis Howell High School, where she earned All-State, all-region, all-district, and all-conference honors. She also played club soccer with Lou Foos. While attending Francis Howell, Barton also played basketball and was on the cross-country team for all 4 years. So, how about we hear from Ashley Martin? Now, you're in your third season with the Jennies, making you a veteran on this team. How do you think you've developed in your skill set throughout your college career?
Yeah, I think I've developed every single year. I mean, in many different ways. I mean, being on my third year is, first of all, crazy that I'm already a junior. Literally, time flies so fast. But I feel like I've developed into the player I am. I mean, taking on, being now kind of a leader on the team, being like an upperclassman, I think the underclassmen kind of look up to me and like what to do, like with like practice and the games. And I think that's just helped me develop into the player I am.
So what's different about your play style from when you first started at UCM to now, given that you came into a new environment?
Yes, I definitely feel like I play much more confident. Coming into freshman year, I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know if I'd be even good enough to play in the collegiate level. And now I feel like I just play with much more confidence, and I feel like I'm just much more, yeah, just confident with my play and just taking people on.
In your first season, you had 8 goals, and in the next, you had 5. In a sport where goals are rare, what does that say about how you've developed as a player?
Like I said, I think it just has to do with the confidence and the ability to just have the confidence to take more shots. And honestly, I think that's a reflection of my team and the having like them giving me that confidence. And I just think that we play so well together ever since my freshman year. We have great team chemistry, and I just think that that's a reflection of my goals.
So since you're a veteran of the team, you mentioned that you kind of see yourself as a leader. How do you represent that in Jenny soccer?
Yeah, I think on our team we have many different leaders. I think that we have like Caroline Cole, for example. She's more of a like, she's a like, on the leader, it's clear that she's a leader on the team. I feel like I'm more of a silent leader, like in practice, like people, like I feel like I'm just more like one-on-one, like helping people one-on-one, whereas she like gives messages to the whole team, like in huddle, she'd be like, come on guys, and I feel like I'm just more of a more silent leader, if that makes sense.
All right, so she's the general and you're one of the sergeants.
Yeah.
Then. So I've heard from other athletes that they feel like it's their job to build a community or family with their teammates. Is that true for you and Jenny soccer, and how are you embodying that ideal?
Yes, definitely. I think it's very important for us to just have a community and be a family. I think that we have such a good bond off the field, and I think that correlates on the field and correlates to like how good we play together because we're just so close.
So you mentioned that it takes a lot of effort off the field as well. So how are you and the coaches involved in building those relationships, building that culture surrounding Jenny soccer?
Yeah, I just think that we all know that we're all there for each other. I mean, we will come out early to practice and help each other, like work on shooting or crossing or whatever it is. And the coaches, too, they always let us know that if we need to go into the office and we need to ask some questions or go over something on the board or film, they're always open. They're always available to help us. And teammates, too. I mean, the captains make it known every single year that they're here to help us. And if we have any questions, we can always go to them for advice.
So in 2021, you earned an MIAA honorable mention. What was it like receiving that honor in your very first season? And how did it feel knowing that your hard work put you as one of the top recognized players in the conference?
Yeah, it felt really good. I mean, it's always a good feeling to know that your hard work paid off. But honestly, I think it's just a reflection of the team. I mean, we played so well together, and that's ultimately what led me to get that award.
So while you were at Francis Howell, you earned several honors, including All-State, All-Region. You also played club soccer for Lou Foos, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. What lessons did you learn in club and in high school that you took with you going into college?
Yeah, honestly, the main lesson I learned is just to deal with adversity. I mean, fresh in high school, I had to deal with like COVID, and like honestly, that affected my like recruiting and like just getting delayed in that process. So I think it just helped me come into college soccer and be ready to face with any adversity or challenges that I may be faced with.
Yeah, that's something that some athletes aren't really asked about, is their experience with COVID. And you were still in high school when that was going on, so you said that it kind of stalled your recruiting a little bit. What were some of the other effects?
Obviously, I missed out on one of my seasons in high school, and so just not being able to play games, really, I kind of had to work on my own, so that definitely was a big factor, just not being able to play actual like games.
So how do you feel the combination of club and high school soccer helped you develop and get ready for the collegiate stage?
Yeah, definitely being like playing on different teams and with different like coaches, it kind of like I learned different like skills, and that led me to the player I ultimately am today and led me to the collegiate level. And yeah.
So I learned that while you were at Francis Howell, you were a multi-sport athlete playing basketball and running cross country. What was it like balancing all those activities all 4 years?
Yeah, honestly, it was really fun. I think it led me to the player I am today. I mean, cross country, it like allowed me to stay in shape and honestly be in the best shape I ever have been in. And then playing basketball, I mean, just working different muscles and just honestly just helped with my athleticism.
Now, do you think there are any transferable skills other than like physical skills that you learned while playing basketball and running cross country?
Honestly, just the like teamwork, working together with team, different like working through adversity, different challenges. I think that's the main thing that all sports kind of go along with.
All right, Ashley. Well, hey, thank you for joining me today, and good luck to you and the Jennies going forward.
Thank you.
That was Jennies forward, Ashley Martin. When we come back, we'll go over some Mules and Jennies athletics news. Stick around for more Sports Page.
From court to court and lane to lane, under the lights or under the sun, no one delivers Division II sports like NCAA.com. The center of D2 is inside the NCAA.com hub, with exclusive highlights of every sport and live broadcasts of every Division II championship. Found nowhere else. Make NCAA.com yours, the home of Division II college sports.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Sports Page. Time to talk about some Mules and Jennies news. Jennies golfer Mia Rallo was named the MIAA Women's Golfer of the Week once again after her Tulsa Cup showing on October 23rd and 24th. She led the number 25 Jennies to win by 26 strokes. Rallo also claimed another individual title. Her first two scores read a 71, 1-under par, and a 70, 2-under par. Rallo would win the individual title by 2 strokes after getting a 72, even par, to finish. Rallo also set a new program record for wins in a single season, this being her third. The Jennies are taking a break to end the fall season, and they'll hit the course again in the spring. Mules Golf finished out their fall season tying for fourth on Tuesday, October 24th at The Club at Indian Springs. The Mules had a combined 878 score, 14 over par. The Mules shared fourth place with William Jewell College. Southern Arkansas took home the trophy at 866, 2 over par. The Mules were led by Brooks Baldwin, finishing tied for ninth, having a final round score of 74, 2 over par, 216, even par total. Mules football is number 15 in the AFCA poll and 11 in D2Football.com polls. The Mules defeated the then number 23 Emporia State Hornets 77-27 on October 21st, really giving meaning to the phrase, any given Saturday. Mules quarterback Zach Zabrowski was also named D2Football.com's National Offensive Player of the Week after throwing for an MIAA record 615 passing yards and an MIAA record 8 touchdowns. The Mules are set to travel to Joplin on Saturday, October 28th, when they play the Lions of Missouri Southern. The game is scheduled for 2 p.m. Jennies Bowling was picked third in the Great Lakes Valley Conference preseason coaches poll. The number 19 Jennies, according to the NTCA preseason poll, received 14 points to bag the number 3 spot. Maryville was named the favorite with 25 points and 5 first place votes. Jennies Bowling will continue their season when they attend the Track Cat Clash at Sam Houston University on November 3rd through the 5th. They'll also host the GLVC Women's Bowling Championships here at UCM March 22nd through 24th. All right, Mules and Jennies fans, that's about all the time I've got for today. But remember, if you like this show, go ahead and share it on all your social media and use our hashtag. That's hashtag UCMTheBeat. This is Roman Pfister saying so long, and be sure to join us next week for more Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.